Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And on the Phillies as well, who yesterday I thought got one of the better wins they've gotten in a while. I mean, first off, they haven't gotten many wins in a while. And like, Ben, that one 2 days ago felt a little cheapy.
A little cheapy.
A win.
Yeah, a little cheapy. But yesterday was like a straight up, you know, good, well-pitched game. A lot of hits. You got some slug. You got some homers. You got some doubles. You got some hits with runners in scoring position. Bullpen didn't melt down. You know, like, quality win, yes, against a good team. And you won the series, which was good. All right, let's get to the calls. A lot going on here. It was also great seeing so many of our listeners yesterday at the game. Anthony in New Jersey was one of them. Anthony, a pleasure to meet you yesterday.
Hey, Joe. I want to tell you, Joe, nice, a pleasure meeting you.
And thank you.
If I wasn't such a good dad, that was one of my best moments in my life, man, other than my child being born, Joe.
Well, that's pleasure. Very kind. Is it meeting us or stumping me? Because I was really embarrassed to miss that answer on DeSean Jackson.
As you should have been.
Yeah.
Hey, Hammer, man, you embarrassed, but you my guy, so I'm not going to hold that against you, man.
Thank you, sir. You're my guy, Anthony. And you're my... You're my the force that drives the engine of me working out. And let me tell you something, Anthony. I ran yesterday after the game.
Did you really?
I am starting to pick it up.
Look at you.
A little bit more increased speed. A lot more increased speed, actually. Yeah.
Okay, Joe. Hey, man, it was definitely a good pleasure, me and John. Richie, too, man. Hey, John.
Yes.
You looked good yesterday, man. You looked really good.
Thanks,
really
Anthony.
Good
you look really good. Too, man.
Anthony, I'll trade my body for your body.
Day.
No, some people look better than others. Like Anthony, for sure would beat Fritz. I'm just trying to, you know, find my way. I'll say.
Hey Joe, for you, man, I'll pin Fritz to the ground, man. For the shoulders
he
on
could.
The mat.
Hey,
one, two, three, Joe.
That would be awesome. Can you Tanya Harding him for me?
Can you
Kerrigan him?
Someone made that joke yesterday. They were like, "Is Fritz gonna be here? I can Tanya Harding him." Like, yeah, someone here. Why?
Jeff Galuli, you know. Kneecap. All right, Anthony, give me an answer, bud. You can win another prize on our show, which is a $100 Wild Fork gift card. Ultimate fictional tough guy or tough gal is who?
Hey, I'm going to go with a tough gal because I don't think too many a lady even said. I'm going to go with Beatrix Kiddo.
You got it,
my man.
Answer.
All right, Anthony. Good seeing you, man. Stay well. And thanks again for calling and listening.
Great seeing you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, from Kill Bill.
Yep, I remember that.
Do you like Kill Bill?
I did, until the very end. That was the one I thought it got
you
a little
felt
weird.
It got unreasonable.
The last 20 minutes was just ridiculous.
It was, but that was part of the joy.
That was the point.
Nah, not
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
I don't like when a good movie gets spoiled at the end, and I thought that got kind of rotten.
You're just, yeah. You're just very like, it has to be real.
Yeah.
I know. But yet you love Star Wars.
Yeah, well, Star Wars is real. It happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Good
I mean,
point.
George Lucas tells
that's
at the
my
very
bad.
Beginning
no, that's my bad.
That
you're
this
right.
happened.
Good call.
I'll tell you what else happened. Rob Thompson yesterday gave us, I don't know if you'd call this an update on Bryce, but I'd say some information on Bryce Harper. Interesting stuff. Listen to Topper yesterday.
Pricing ground balls Friday, is that a sign that he's responding well to the treatment?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's feeling better. He will not swing yet. But,
okay.
Yeah.
And affects him most on swings.
Yes.
If the ball goes well Friday with the ground balls, what's the next step after that?
Swinging, but he's got to be pain-free.
Yeah, I don't love it. I mean, I appreciate the information, but so, Ben, for a baseball player, and mm-hmm. by the way, a bat's not like a toothpick. I mean, it has some weight to
right.
it. So for a baseball, and you got to whip that thing around. Mm-hmm. This isn't slow pitch softball now. These guys throw 95 plus. So for a baseball player with a wrist situation, I got to imagine that really compromises the player. I mean, how complicated is this?
It affects everything you do. And obviously, swinging the bat, you know, and if you have any injury to your wrist, your hand, your forearm, that's what you hit with. You know, everyone thinks, well, you swing the bat with your arms. You swing the bat with your hands and your forearms. That's what you swing the bat with, in your wrist. And if you have something that compromises that, yeah, it's going to greatly affect your hitting abilities. And moving forward, this is something that can be a nagging injury, much like a back, like a chronic back injury,
yeah.
much like an oblique injury, an intercostal. Those things affect you in more ways than you can imagine.
Yeah, I think one of the concerns for me with this is I wish there was just like an injury moment where it's like, okay, he got hurt on this day on May 23rd, you fix it,
right.
you know, whether it's non-surgical or surgical, you fix it, you get him back on this date, and then you just go forward with the rest of the season and the contract. Yeah. The lingering types.
Yeah,
this is
that's it, the lingering types.
Chase's knee was another example
Chase's
of this.
Knee, yep.
This is chronic versus acute. You know, this is a chronic problem, which is so tricky because, you know, it could be here forever. Yeah, it could be here indefinitely.
But he's the thing that I don't like is that it happened last year and he said it didn't feel right till December. And then you also have Aaron Nola, who doesn't even know how he hurt his side muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't remember an actual, like he just woke up and all of a sudden it hurt.
Mm.
Like I pulled an oblique once and I remember the exact time it happened. I felt it right away and I couldn't move.
Mm.
He woke up and he's just, oh my, I have this thing. And now he's not even going to pick a ball up for another 2 weeks.
Wow. Jeez. Well, look, that's the negative on the Phils, obviously, and some recent struggles, to say the least. But two wins in a row, which is good, and a well-played game yesterday, which was really good. One more, Ben, and then right back to the phones. By the way, time's yours available as well. Anything on our show you want to react to. If you agree with the premise, and we're going to get to the Saquon audio in a moment. Saquon's maybe the first to lay it out. That the Eagles didn't get enough acclaim, you can certainly weigh in on Time's Yours, 215-238-4500. React to anything, everything discussed on our show, what you're feeling, and if you're frustrated that the Eagles didn't get enough love, because I think they didn't get enough love nationally, 215-238-4500, and why do you think it was? Ben, one more on the Phils, then we'll get back to the phones. I've been saying this for about a year and a half now. James finally flipped to this one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarber to left field. At times, you don't have to play him every day, but the concept obviously is you improve your offense by putting him out there. You make your defense worse, there's no doubt. But you get to use someone else as a DH, particularly when Bryce is out, like particularly when he's out.
So it'd be like trading for someone who could...
You could trade for all sorts of different positions. Like it gives you a lot of variation.
Mm-hmm.
You could trade for a DH. You could trade for a guy who's a horrible defender, but a DH, and maybe you say, okay, Schwarber's my left fielder. You down with that as a way to try to help fix a lame outfield?
It depends on who that guy is. I mean, right now it's currently nobody on the Phillies that could be the DH.
Because you don't have like Ricky Jordan off the bench, who would have been a good bench guy to say, let's insert him.
Like,
or Greg Dobbs.
Right.
Or, you know, pick your guy.
Do not throw Ricky Jordan a high fastball. That
dude
could tomahawk anything. He was unbelievable.
Right?
Dude, I loved Ricky Jordan.
I did too.
I thought he was going to be a superstar. I was all in on Ricky Jordan as a kid.
I'm with you.
And he's a great guy.
Great guy.
I was told to run the football just like Ricky Jordan.
Like Ricky Jordan?
What?
Yeah. What does that mean?
In 1986.
What does that mean?
I was told run the ball just like Ricky Jordan.
The same Ricky Jordan?
No, not the same.
Okay.
This is in the Ricky Jordan was the tailback for the midget Cumberland Valley Eagles football team. Uh-oh. I was the tailback for the pony Cumberland Valley Eagles football team. So we were the younger team.
Gotcha.
He was the older tailback, and everyone was like, Ricky Jordan's the best. If you want to be the best, run it like him because he has great forward lean.
Well, okay. fair enough.
They have to get somebody legit.
Here's another
legit
name.
Hitter.
Stairs.
Yeah.
When they got Stairs, imagine. No, there was no DH back then. But imagine if there was a DH, and you could play Schwarber in left field, and then Stairs is your DH.
Be perfect.
That's the kind of move I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in with that.
So you're in the Schwarber to left if they get the right player.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got to be the right player.
No, I get it. Because, the outfield's been.
I'm down for that.
However, you must.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's the furthest they got a couple years ago with Schwarber in left field, game 6 of the World Series. All right, 215-592-9494. The Saquon audio that kicked off this whole conversation. We're going to get to that in one moment. Chris in Ben Salem right now. What's going on, Chris?
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Ben, congratulations, man. I just want to start there. I mean, I'm a baseball lifer, coach my son, and funny enough, play men's league baseball with my father, who's 70 years old. So, the experience you guys are getting to share together is such a special one. And I'm excited for you guys, and I really hope you guys get to enjoy it together.
Chris, thank you very much. That means a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, brother. To the Phillies point, I was just saying to Jimmy, if they're going in, you got to get two pieces, right? You got to get the arm in the bullpen, and you got to get the position player. And to your point, where you're talking about moving Schwarber, it's got to be impact guys, in my opinion, that not these tier down guys. So it's got to be a Mason Miller and a Ellie De La Cruz, right?
I don't agree that it has to be someone so spectacular. I mean, I'd like to see someone better than not, but sometimes you can get a above average player that can help settle things in.
Okay, all right. So what I'll push back on here is that if you're going in on these guys, it's going to cost you these prospects.
Sure.
Not all of them. I mean, they're not going to give up Painter, obviously, and they don't want to give up Miller. But it might cost you Miller if you're trying to get somebody like Ellie. I'm not saying they're going to get Ellie, but I'm just using the example. If you don't hit on those guys that you bring back, you've got these guys now, and I love them. They're still good to great players, but, JT, Bryce, Turner, the window of a player's prime is 26 to 32 years old, and they're all on the backside of that. So if you don't hit here, the organization's in a really, really bad spot if you're giving away these prospects.
Well, maybe. I mean, I wouldn't call it really, really bad because I think there's going to be enough pitching here for a while. I mean, I know you don't have Lizardo signed for 6 years. But
Nola, who knows with the future of Nola? Wheeler's 34 or 35. I mean, Wheeler's so great, but he is in his getting towards late 30s. You know what I mean? Lizardo's a free agent after next year.
Look,
Rangers is a free agent at the end of this year.
It is a conundrum, and it's one that Middleton is the one guy in the organization that has all the institutional knowledge of how it got bad after 2011. They had made trades. I'll always support the trades Ruben made. I know they didn't win a second title, but as a fan who was dying to see my team seize the moment, I appreciate it that he went and got Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee and Hunter Pence and Roy Oswalt. I was all in on that, and I'm never going to turn my back on that, but there was an effect. And the reality is I'm sure the organization is trying to figure out how to thread the needle of season the moment now, but not, blowing the 2029 Phillies. Because the Phillies stunk for 10 years. They did. Now, listen, they also had four major injuries that totally changed the equation. I mean, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Roy Halladay, and Cliff Lee all falling apart was unforeseeable. I mean, they had four of the top 15 players in baseball, and, they all just completely collapsed. I mean, Chase still...
Right, but, I mean, we're seeing a downtick in their production.
Listen,
than Schwarber,
Bryson Nola, there's no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, Bryson Nola. I mean, Nola, I want him to come back, but it's freaking me out that he's 91.
I know,
right?
I know.
Because he's always been a guy that, as soon as he loses that tick on his fastball, he's in trouble.
Well, I'm kind of hoping there's an injury in there that can get fixed, you know, if you know what I mean. All right, Chris, give me an answer. Ultimate fictional, and his great Phillies call. Fictional tough guy or tough gal, who do you got?
I'm going Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Interesting. Not the best answer from Game of Thrones. But a good one.
I mean, yeah, pretty tough. I mean, he takes on that whole, he's standing out there by himself waiting for the army charging him.
He doesn't even feel like he needs to tell anyone.
Yeah.
I know.
As tough is.
And then the mountain would tell people, like, I mean, he wouldn't speak and speak for like a whole season or two, but I'm saying he was tougher.
He was bigger.
The mountain was tough.
The mountain was tough. That's a character. The mountain's a character.
I met him down here. He took batting practice one
day. Yeah, he was down here. You're right. Yeah.
I thought my
was
ladder
your
was
son
big.
Taller than he is?
No.
Was your this son guy. Larger than the mountain?
No, this guy was the largest human being I've ever been around.
Did the baseball bat had to look so small, right?
He was swinging. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. He was swinging. Wow. He was swinging Ryan Howard's bat. The thing literally, you know, he said, "Oh, it looked like a toothpick." It literally looked like a toothpick. He couldn't swing because his chest was so big. He was trying. It was like he couldn't swing around his chest. It was hilarious.
That's great.
This dude was huge.
That is awesome. All right, so Saquon was awesome in 2024, and he said something a few weeks back that caught our attention. Let's play it again. I agree with him. Saquon on the Eagles not getting proper acclaim, you know, on the national, because we've given it to them here. I mean, of course we have. We're Eagles fans. But nationally, I think they've been shortchanged in the discussion of best, you know, this century best, you know, all time. They didn't get the love that they should have gotten, the acclaim. Here's something Saquon said a few weeks ago.
I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're a top five team of all time. And I tell my boys this all the time. Like, if you really look at the season outside of the first four games, like, it was belt to ass. How dominant you guys were on defense and how dominant you were on offense and special team. Yeah. People don't realize how great of a team that actually was.
That was on the podcast with Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean. Rhea, what do you think is the number one reason why the Eagles didn't get that type of designation?
I think there's a lot of people around the league who, I mean, you saw it with the tush push, with the vote. I think the tush push has people going, they're not legitimate.
That's interesting.
You know, I think you saw it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the way people spoke about it, they were usually, you don't get teams, you know, team GMs and coaches coming out and saying the stuff they were saying. It's not a legitimate play. It's not football. Mm. There's no skill to it. I think you saw the jealousy of the rest of the teams around the league. And I think that has a tremendous amount to do
with it. That's a fascinating concept.
They think they're not legitimate.
Yeah. That listen, I think I would add that to the ledger. I agree.
Oh, do
you.
I make your list of theories now?
Well, you do. I mean, I actually happen to think the tush push is phony baloney, but I
see, the crazy thing is there's two things on that list that you are guilty of.
I am guilty. I am.
Hey. But I like that you could argue both sides.
Well, you know what? I keep it real. I tell you my opinion, but also my perception of how other people think. What was a soothsayer back in the day? What were they?
Not that.
No, they couldn't tell that. What other people... Well, they were wise people, right? I like to think I'm a wise, you know, wise for society.
Talking out of both sides of your mouth is not a soothsayer.
No, that's a horse's ass.
They're able to say things that are nondescript, and they're kind of trick people,
soothsayer.
Don't they?
I don't know. I just remember that from, like, fifth grade, and you learn about other cultures.
You just threw it out there. Why not?
Why not?
No see idea what you're talking about.
I'm going to put that on my Twitter bio.
Yeah,
soothsayer.
I just say stuff and see if it works.
I had to squat down, man. I was like a catcher to take a photograph.
She's in school.
Sorry. All right. I messed up.
Like
people mess up sometimes.
First grade.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize. Anyway, I got to rip Matt from Ridley because he had his daughter in a shirt. No, it was great. And the shirt said, hold on, I'm going to try
to. Hilarious.
The shirt says, what is it here? I'm trying to read this.
It was My Daddy Beat the Hammer.
Yeah. My Daddy Beat the Hammer. Yeah.
Look, no, all, in pink, no
that.
Less.
All jokes aside, good for him and good for her. That was.
She was very proud.
I mean, she should be. There's very few. I told him, there's very few around. Very few.
Especially those who beat you so decisively and consistently.
Let's keep that part quiet. I don't like that. Let's go to the phones. No, it was a really good time at the game yesterday, and wonderful to see Jody Mack there and so many of our listeners. Wonderful to see the Eagles in 2024, all that they accomplished. I do think they've gotten shortchanged, and it's irritating. James, what do you think the number one reason is? You've heard all these theories today, and there could be one we're missing. Number one reason why the Eagles don't get the acclaim they should.
So I think it's obviously it's a mix of all these. I don't know that there is one like overwhelming dominant reason.
I agree.
But I think the two things that stand out to me, I'll give you one of your reasons that I think is the biggest, and then another thing we haven't mentioned. I think of the your reasons, I think it's the Sirianni Hurts thing. I think when you think about Andy and Mahomes, you think about Brady and Belichick, we talk about these like great teams. It's always about the quarterback and the coach. It's always about the greatness of those guys. And I think that Hurts and Sirianni, just especially nationally, are not even close to looked at that way.
All right, let me ask you a question before you get to your next reason.
More than Jam.
I agree, John. I said, James, here's my follow-up question to you on that topic. How much of it is do you think they doubt them, their ability in their job, and how much is they're not liked?
Specifically, I think it's more they're not liked.
Sirianni's not liked.
I think people didn't like the way he went about his business and all the popping off and all that stuff.
I agree.
And I think they refuse to give him credit or can't. I think the other thing we haven't mentioned too is that when we look back on it, it was a dominant season. They didn't lose except without Jay and all that. But there was so much turmoil in this season. And, you know, the AJ Jalen stuff, that was national news. Brandon Graham is coming on this radio station talking about, like, it's a real problem and all this stuff. And that was the first story on ESPN when it happened. So I think that, like, people look at that something like, well, they went through all this.
Right.
You know, it doesn't seem like this team just dominated all year, even though they did despite that stuff.
No, I think there's truth there. I'll say this. Some other great teams have had strife. I mean, I remember the 49ers 94 team, which is clearly one of the best I've seen. I mean, when the Eagles whooped their hiney.
The 48ers.
40-8, right. 40-8. I mean, when Steve Young got taken.
Is that why you keep talking about that team?
Well, that team was one of the best.
Well,
that team, it's clearly one of the three or four best I've seen. When that team, because remember, they had all those great parts and then added Dion. But they also added those other guys like Ricky Jackson, Govea. They already had Stubblefield. They had Bryant Young.
You got Barnum.
They added Ken Norton.
They had Ricky Waters.
Ken Norton.
They had Ken Norton. They had Steve Young. They had Merton Hanks. I mean, because
Norton came straight from those Cowboys teams.
Correct.
Remember, he won three straight.
Yeah, that was.
That was a dream team.
That was a dream. Yeah, that was an unbelievable team. Yeah. Unbelievable team. My point is, when Seifert took Steve Young out of that game, when the Eagles were clobbering him the Charlie Garner game, Steve Young was screaming at Seifert on the sideline for a long time. I remember watching it. He was screaming at his head coach.
And the explanation was what?
From Steve Young, he was irate to have been pulled out.
Wow.
He was irate.
Wow.
He was irate. Because
shows
he also...
kind of a lack of respect for Seifert.
You got to remember... that too. But you got to remember, Steve Young hadn't won a Super Bowl yet and had the Montana thing.
Uh-huh.
on his
now
on his back.
His he's been sitting behind finally. Him. Yeah.
Yes. And he's like, are you kidding me? You're now
you're going to pull me out of this game right. when I've been waiting for the yeah, last all that. Decade
to play. Yeah, no, I mean, he'd already been their starter for a couple years, but look, by the way, you can make the case Seifert made the right choice. The game was over. The game wasn't over, but the game was essentially over. There was no way the 49ers are going to win the game. So he's like, I'm removing my starting quarterback. But Steve Young went wild. But I do think, James, your point is on point. You know, you can have drama, and it can affect the way it's perceived, you know, the team. I think that's true. We'll ask you if you agree with the premise, you know, that the Eagles have gotten shortchanged here. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Question is, do you think the national media, and by extension, national fans, but do you think the national media has given the 2024 Eagles enough credit for potentially being one of the best NFL teams of all time? Yes or no? Let's go to the phones. Both Eagles and Phil's on the table. You know, at some point soon, probably next week, we'll start getting into the Sixers thing. I mean, the draft is coming up. Like, it's a big moment, and they're either going to pick a kid or they're going to trade it for a veteran. I mean, that's it. One or the other. And obviously, if it's a draft pick, it's, you know, you got a couple choices, not too many. So we will start diving into that, I'm sure, next week because the draft is coming up soon. Let's get to Kate in South Philadelphia. Kate, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Kate.
I've been listening since 6:30, just waiting for the DMV to open, so thanks for all the good content.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to the DMV today. Also, my daughter's taking her test.
It's exciting.
Oh, hey. Yes. That is really exciting.
That's a moment.
You've been waiting for this one.
We've been
it's
waiting
exciting.
For a long time.
That's a moment. Kate, I went last week, and I stood in line for about 30 minutes, and I just bagged it.
What?
Well, for the it was too long. The real ID thing. I mean, it just.
Well, you have a passport.
Yeah, I don't need it,
you
but
don't
I
need
just
it.
I was in. I just thought I was in the area. Like, let me
really?
Just try to knock it out.
That sounds horrible.
That seems
and,
like not a fun.
Because you know, when you
do.
Get your new license, they just give you the real. You don't.
I
need
just
it.
Figured. Let me try. I got the passport. Let me try. It work. Things happen. It's all right.
All right. No, that valid.
I mean, it was
idea,
an attempt,
I guess.
Yeah,
but you waited a half an
well,
hour.
Well, maybe I would say maybe 15 to 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kate, what do you got for us today?
Well, I got a couple of hot takes on the Phillies. Am I the only one that thinks Max Kepler is so underrated and that kid needs to be getting more reps? Especially
the answer is yes.
Yes. You're the only one.
Yeah, yeah, the
right
answer is
actually,
yes.
Kate, I like Max Kepler more than I think a lot of people do. So maybe you and I are on a similar page. I'm worried that he's not as good as I was hoping, though. I really thought when the season started, I thought, man, this guy is so much better than the also-rans, the fill-ins that we have had in the outfield in previous seasons. And the longer the season wears on, the more I'm afraid that he really is just very average.
But he made it, well, he might be below average, but he did make a difference yesterday. I mean, that hit early was pretty big. And so I'm hoping he turns a corner, Kate, we'll see.
And so talking about possible DH, I know we were talking about this last week, and people were saying no way, but now that we see Bryce hurt, I mean, does Reese come back into the conversation, coming back to the Phil?
Listen, it's not inconceivable, but James, where are the Brewers?
They were struggling, but they played better. I haven't checked the standings in a few days, but they're not out of it yet. They're not a super great team. They're I think in third place. They're behind the Cubs and the Cardinals, so you know they could fall out of it. And Reese, I mean, right-handed power bat who's patient at the plate. I mean, that's exactly the type of player they need.
Well, and Kate, he serves two needs also from this standpoint. If Bryce is out, he can play first. Mm-hmm.
100%.
If Bryce is back, he could be, as we were talking about earlier, if you wanted to put Schwarber in the outfield, he's the classic not great defender that could be the DH.
Brewers are three games above 500.
Hmm. Well, they're going to be in it enough. See, this is where the third wild card hurts because, you know, look, the Phillies might need the third wild card to make the playoffs, but I'm just saying, you know, the Brewers are probably not going to fall out of it, and I guess I'd be surprised if they traded him, but... You know, I guess it depends on what the Phillies put on the table.
Man, we were so frustrated. We were all so frustrated with Reese's defense. I do think we'd be improving just such a minuscule amount in order to get the frustration on the defensive side of things. I don't think it's worth it.
Well, I do. Remember what it was based on. Better defense and better base running and younger. And it was essentially Rojas. Because if you remember the way they juggled that whole thing around, because Bryce was going to go from the outfield to the infield. And so the whole thing was kind of like I'm choosing Rojas instead of Reese, sort of. And, man, that didn't work out. Because remember, Marsh went from center to left. There was a whole thing.
Why do they all make it look so hard to be outfielders?
Well, Rojas stopped. He just couldn't hit. I don't know. All right, Kate, I need an answer. Ultimate fictional tough guy. What do you got?
Yeah, did Anthony call it earlier Uma Thurman's character from Kill Bill, the bride?
Yes.
Yeah, Beatrix Kiddo.
He did.
Yep.
All right, I got a backup. I was hoping to get a girl in there, but how about Tony Soprano?
Yeah, a little bit. Does a lot with guns, though. So, to me, you lose credit.
You gonna do it with your bare hands?
What?
Huh?
Some bare hands, but not enough.
Some bare hands?
Some. Yeah, but no one could. Like when he's fighting Bobby Bacala. Like, and Bobby Bacala is the one guy that actually really fought him. But generally speaking, like when he took that tough guy on, like the last season, that big guy, muscular steroid guy, and he beats him up in the club. Well, the guy can't hit him back. He's Tony Soprano. He can't hit him. Yeah, that's unfair. Mm. Not right. Ben, would you want Reese? What do you think?
There's no place for him.
Sure there is.
Where?
DH. Mm. First base.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some analysis right there.
Wow.
No, I just don't need an all or nothing, another all or nothing guy on this team right now.
Well, okay, let's pivot to this. Is there an external player that you think would be a good fit, particularly from a struggling team that'd be inclined to be traded? I mean, you know this league better than, because I don't watch, you know, what do I watch the freaking Angels for? I mean, well, let's talk about Trout.
Yeah.
Do you think Trout is.
Don't want him.
Too broken down?
Yes. It's just, I can't rely on a guy that's always hurt. Okay. And it's a shame his career is going to go down as the best player that no one ever talks about, you know?
Because of the way it trailed off.
Because.
Would he be as hurt if he were back home and playing on the team he wants to play on?
Who the hell knows the answer there?
His body transform?
I want Jared Duran from the Red Sox. That's who I want.
But they got a good team, right?
They're okay.
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah.
But they're in a hunt, right?
I don't think so.
Kind of out of it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take Duran.
So, okay.
Yeah, they're
so
two games under 500. They're in fourth place.
Yeah. I would take him any day of the week. Guy plays angry. I like that.
How much you'd have to give up for him?
I think I would do Crawford, Abel, and Suarez.
Well, that's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, are you kidding me?
No.
This guy better be a superstar.
He is.
Okay.
He's pretty good.
How many years you got him under control if you got him?
That's a good question. I'd have to look at his contract.
Okay.
But that's what I would do.
I mean, one thing I liked when they got Hunter...
That'd be a big haul.
When they got Hunter Pence, I remember that they had him under contract for a year and a half. So you had him for two playoffs, which I thought was a nice...
It would be through 2028. He becomes a free agent in 2029. So he is controllable for a few years.
That's four playoffs.
Yeah, so it'd be this year and three more. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's an important thing. Because you can't trade all that for a guy that's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. You can't.
Yeah, and that was just me looking at it blindly. But, yeah, that makes sense with under contract for that long, yeah.
Well, then root for the Red Sox to stink it up in the next week or two so they're more inclined to trade. Because they can very easily climb back into it. I mean, third wild card. I mean, guys, we saw the Mets last year be under 500 at this time, get as far as they did. We saw the Phillies in 2022. Yeah. Like, the third wild card, because sometimes you only have to get to about 85, 86 wins. And, like, you can make the playoffs. You can be very average for a long time and still be in it. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Merrill, calling from Chad's Ford. Hi, Merrill.
That's where I live.
There you go. Merrill. Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Neighbor doesn't like you.
Oh, no. All right, fair enough. Let's go to John right now. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you talk about respect for a team. I get much more respect than a league trying to change the rules on you. First, the push. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is, what I've read is that they're trying to figure out ways to close the salary cap.
Correct.
So the Eagles can't use the loopholes they've been using. I mean, just how much more respect can you be shown except breaking the rules?
Well, no one in Philly sports got that more than Wilt. You know, they were changing all sorts of rules for Wilt.
But that's not from the media. That was our whole point. You know, that's from the league. The league might respect the Eagles like that, but we're talking about people talking about it.
No, but James, I think that goes to Rhea's point that there is some perception of cheapness with how the Eagles did it.
I just think it's being sold wrong. I agree.
Yeah. I don't agree. I think nowadays, if you're going to get that kind of quote-unquote respect, it's all about personality. Everybody, quote-unquote, respects the Cowboys because they have personality, but they suck. Everybody, I mean, who else really gets garnered the quote-unquote respect unless you have personality? Whoever wins the NBA Finals, no one's even going to remember.
No, they're not.
But you also
know they're not much of a – it's not a historic team. I mean, certainly not the Pacers. But look, I wouldn't say Mahomes has a ton of personality, but he's won so much that his stature is born out of his – year-to-year greatness. I mean, think of it this way. Mahomes has never, other than his rookie year when he didn't play, as a starter, he's never not reached a conference title game.
I disagree.
It's absurd.
He's all about personality. Nobody gives you
the commercials make commercials him seem help. Like he's
nobody gives you commercials for your one win-loss percentage. It's all about personality, and that's unfortunately where we are now. I mean, the people who need to know, who are true NFL fans, who are executives who are players, I think they understand what the Eagles did.
Maybe. We'll see. John, what do you got for the ultimate fictional tough guy or gal?
Jules Winfield.
Ah, Pulp Fiction.
Samuel Jackson. Yeah, sure.
Oh, nice.
All right, John, good call right there. Interesting, thought-provoking. Ben, golf tournament today.
Yes.
Hey, you got the golf attire on?
I'm ready to go.
Going
to
be a lot of the Phillies through the years there because it's so Ruben Amaro has put this golf tournament together, mm-hmm. In conjunction with others, that is part of the Richie Ashburn, Harry Callis Foundation.
Correct.
In conjunction with Ruben's, foundation for his father, the Ruben Amaro Senior Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have a lot of people today.
It's going to be crowded. It's going to be fun. It's going to be hot.
Oh, very hot.
Very hot.
Very
hot. Stay hydrated, Joseph.
Well,
stay hydrated.
You know the rule for that. As long as they get enough water on the golf course. I'm a big, when I go out there, I need water about every three holes. Just putting it out
every
there.
Every three holes.
Yeah.
That seems a little oppressive. A well-run
golf out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Has water bottles on the frequent.
I'm going to go bottle hole.
Oh, okay. Well, that's you're even more.
Yeah.
Okay.
In this heat, you're probably right.
How well do you play golf, Ben?
I'm pretty good.
What do you think you'll...
Well, today I think it's going to be a scramble, so it's the best ball. Everyone hits from the best shot of the group.
Through that. But what do you normally expect to score when you go out?
Your low 80s?
Your average?
I would hope to shoot in the... High 70s, low 80s.
Whoa.
That's really good, man.
And I'd say so.
Yeah, it's about 25.
Sounds like what
30 better
Jack
than
Fritz can shoot.
It does.
Well, actually, so have you seen Jack Fritz golf?
I have not. No.
Have you heard anything about how good he is or not good?
No.
I'll be working on my game today. I might not be the best help to my team. Like, I'll be working on the lob wedge. I got to improve that.
Yes.
So I might be like 350 away from the green. But I'll lob wedge it.
Okay.
You know, just because I got to work on
the short game.
Team's always
the
toughest.
Short game's always the toughest.
No, I
know one
that.
Thing. There's no way Fritz is playing a lot of golf with two kids at home. Two young kids at that.
Thank you.
There's no chance.
So do you think that means that Joe will beat him?
No, it doesn't mean that.
Ben, what? Ben, the
Thank
five.
You.
Put the five together. What percentage chance that I win this overall? Percentage chance the hammer wins.
Percentage chance?
Yeah. Overall?
Overall.
You mean like the entire contest?
Uh-huh.
So you win three?
Because I put it at like 60 to 65%.
That like, you win three out of the five.
Yeah, like I think I'm gonna win.
No, there is a chance that you might win one of the five events.
Ben,
there's a chance
that you would win one of the five events, I'd say would be at 5%.
Well, what's the chance that I win the whole thing?
Zero.
No, there's a minuscule chance.
You guys are,
but it's less than 1%.
Joe, you know how much younger he is than you?
Who cares?
Well, it matters, Joe.
Matters,
we're talking about
man.
Athletics.
Father Time is undefeated.
Athleticism, yes.
Well, I'm undefeated. I also haven't played in 20 years. Anybody in anything. So we'll say.
Yeah, that is problematic.
How's your groin, by the way?
It's doing pretty good. I picked up the running yesterday even more.
Okay.
Huh.
And I'm doing good, man.
No, you can't call it running.
You don't see dudes ask each other, how's your groin?
That often. Yeah, that seems odd.
I know it's been a troublesome spot for him over the years.
Yeah, no, I haven't had any issues yet. I'm good. Dr. Meyer fixed me up.
Because you lightly jog, and that's your max.
Yesterday, There was some sprinting.
Uh-huh.
Some. So I'll
believe that when I see
long?
It.
Okay.
So I told you, I'm not telling specifics. Because I don't want Fritz I don't want Fritz to have a competitive advantage.
Ben,
so I'm not
can't believe yesterday there are a lot of people in the world who he is actually convinced that he has a chance to win. He's convinced people that he's better equipped at sports.
Well, I am.
Than the guy who's 15 years younger than he is and who played sports in college.
In college, correct.
Yeah, but you know what he's not?
Yeah, hammer!
Just saying. I mean, look, I look for, and by it's happening soon. Like the golf thing apparently in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So let's go.
A lot of people think Joe has a chance.
Well, as they should.
It's bizarre.
Okay.
And it's wrong. That is wrong. You don't.
It's asinine.
Okay, I mean, Ben has
a chance against Jack in golf. But, like, you guys are probably, you would be competitive, right? Jack shoots in the 70s.
Yeah, but Jack, I can just tell he's got that choking thing. I can just say it.
Okay, but have you ever shot in the famous Hot Wieners?
Philly's ballpark.
8 lunch there yesterday.
Very different. Did you really?
Absolutely did.
It's very different, Joe. You've got to try it at some point.
I may do so.
In your strange life.
All right, Pat, welcome aboard. What do you got for us?
Hey, love you guys, but I'm calling to rip you on the whole Alec Bohm thing. You're killing me with his helmet throwing.
Oh, I hate it.
Face making. John, come on, man. He's hitting like 280.
Well, he kicked a lot of ass yesterday, that's for sure. He seems like he's pulled through it. Momentarily. I loved what I saw yesterday. Can he keep up the great work, Pat?
Hey, as long as he's hitting, he's not going to be throwing his helmet. So
I guess so.
Well, that is true.
Yeah,
that is true.
He's got one of the best averages on our team, right?
Well, he has really picked. I think he's up around 280 now.
283.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Charges
where he's coming.
600.
He's hit 340 something over the last in the last month.
Yeah,
and
listen,
it's been unbelievable.
Pat, he's played very, very well lately. I do want to still see him walk more because it's notable. His on base percentage is really low.
And his slugging is low. Like the doubles, homer. I know he homered yesterday, but doubles and homers. That guy has to like. It's nice that he's hitting better, but Alec Bohm just hitting singles is not a valuable player.
I agree with James. It's better than what he was doing, but he's got to still. You got to get doubles and homers, especially if you're not a great defender. I mean, then give me.
You're a 6'5 third baseman. Like,
yeah.
You got to.
I'm with you. James, I'm with you 1,000,000%.
I'm more of an RBI guy than I am home run guy. I love RBIs. Guys that get RBIs can play on my team any day.
And yeah, but RBI are situational. I mean, like, you need runners on base. You need the situation correct. To work out and stuff. So you can't just ding a guy if he also doesn't get a bunch of RBIs.
Had 98 RBIs the last couple of years.
Yeah. He also hit doubles last year.
And he was also out for a month last year. He still had 98 RBIs.
But he hit doubles.
I don't care. He has RBIs.
I care. I need that guy to hit for some power, man.
I don't care that you care.
I don't care that you care.
All right, Pat, I need an answer. The ultimate fictional tough guy. Who do you have, pal?
One more thing, Hammer.
Yes,
I got
sir.
Hammer 4, Boban 1.
Good man. And you know what Mark Zumoff says to that.
Yes! Oh, yes!
I would take the 4-1. It's a little disappointing to not get the sweep, but I would accept the 4-1. And I appreciate the support, Pat, and you're a wise man. Give me an answer, fictional tough guy or gal.
I'm a kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, Ric Flair, woo!
Okay, I'm going to write it down. Not fictional. He plays a wrestler, which is...
He's not fictional.
That
not
is fictional. Fiction.
His name is Ric Flair.
Yeah, it's too bad. All right, up ahead in a minute, a tough guy for sure, but no longer here, CJGJ. Man, he would throw his body around. What Brandon Graham said yesterday about CJGJ's recent not happiness with the Eagles dumping him. Interesting perspective from BG. We'll get to that coming up in a minute.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, in white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with the simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates, they're not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality with no compromises. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. And you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie on this beautiful Thursday morning. It's going to be hot out there today. One of the hotter days we've had so far this year. That's okay. It's supposed to be as we get a little deeper into the summer. Eagles off for 6 weeks, obviously, until training camp. Now, when they reconvene, no CJGJ. And it really is fascinating when you consider this. This is going to be the fifth straight year he's on a different team. Like, he was, what, a Saint?
Saint.
Then an Eagles. Eagle. Then a Lion. Then an Eagle. And now a Texan. Like, we don't often talk about how, because we talk about how the Eagles have dumped him twice, but like the Lions dumped him.
Yeah.
Saints dumped him. You know what I mean? Like,
he can be abrasive.
I would say that is likely true. All right. So, and he's also had, you know, he had some comments recently about the Eagles getting rid of him and what Vic Fangio said. And, you know, so all that stuff. I think people are pretty familiar that CJGJ has expressed some displeasure recently. All right. So Brandon Graham was on the CBS Sports Network yesterday with Zach Gelb, and BG was asked about CJGJ's, you know, recent stuff, comments, tweets, whatever it all might be. Here's what Brandon said.
Man, CJ, he had that fire and that passion. He brought it every day. It wasn't perfect all the time, but, I mean, man, you knew he was loyal. He was committed. And, you know, I just know that we going to miss him. And I hate – I hope that that they – soften their hearts, both sides, and then we just all move on because he's with a great organization with the Texans and you know, the Eagles. We all gonna be together in a minute, trying to get our rings, and we just want to make sure that we ain't out here because you never know how stuff coming back around. So, man, it's always good to bow out gracefully.
Nice perspective from Brandon, who's obviously as nice
that
as it
such
gets.
Such a wise statement right there, wasn't it? Right.
From an elder statesman.
You know? And it's funny, too, when he says soften their hearts both sides. I don't think the Eagles' heart isn't softened. It's just CJGJ's, you know, heart that seems a little... Now, look, the Eagles dumped him. So I think CJGJ's probably butthurt. You know, he's probably a little like, what the hell? Especially because, like, 2022 and 2024, he's probably like, what the heck? But anyway, more from Brandon. And what he was referencing, they're getting the ring soon, and we'll see if CJGJ shows up. I hope he does. I would think he probably will, but who knows?
He deserves to.
Well, he certainly deserves to. It's his choice. Here is something more that Brandon said yesterday.
In business, it's nothing personal. It's just straight, you know, what it is. And I mean, they don't really have to have no reason why. They just running a business, and it's nothing personal. So I would just, you know, for him, I love that. Like he's showing his passion, but let's soften our heart and you know, let's move on, because he gonna do something great this year too. Can't wait to see him.
So here's the thing, and you guys know I got all love for BJ. It is personal. You can use the "it's business, it's not personal" line, but it is personal.
It's your personal business.
Yeah, I mean, if WIP dumps me, I'm gonna be upset with WIP.
Of course.
I mean, yeah. I mean, right? It's
human nature.
It's what it is.
You're dealing with humans.
No, yes. I'd like to.
Thank you.
You're right. I'd like to think I would, you know, deal with it a little better than CJ GJ with some of the recent, but you never know. Ben, what do you ever see a player just? So you were probably there, like when a manager talks to a guy, like, "We're sending you down."
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
I've been that guy.
Yeah. All right. So what are those? Like, so whether it's your personal, them to you, or what you witnessed, like you probably never played with Carl Crawford, right? No, not Carl. No, Carl Everett.
Yeah, he was on my team.
All right, he always struck me as a nut.
He was.
Okay.
Didn't believe in dinosaurs.
Okay. So like,
they
weren't
in the Bible.
I would. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I would not. He wasn't he the guy with the Red Sox that freaked out?
Yes.
That, okay.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I would not want to tell Carl Everett, we don't want you around. I would imagine that would get a little rough.
That would get a little rough, yes.
All right. So, what have you ever witnessed? You don't have to name players. Have you ever witnessed a little something?
Gosh, you put me on the spot. Yeah, like he would not be a guy. He was. I played with him in Chicago with the White Sox. Yeah. He would not be a guy that I would want to tick off.
Right. How about Albert Bell? Did you know Albert Bell?
No, I didn't know him.
I mean, he seemed like a nut and a half.
Yeah.
He chased kids in his pickup truck, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
really?
I've seen guys that are bipolar.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not a doctor. Sure. I can't, but I've seen guys that would be 1 second this way and the next second the other. And you're like, how did you flip that switch that quickly?
Yeah.
And it's like, are you okay? Are
and
you
maybe
safe?
we're never diagnosed.
Right.
You know, because more people get diagnosed now. It's a bigger part of society.
Right.
And then there's anger management people. I mean, you know, there's people that obviously that aren't, you know, they don't have that other thing going on. But but that there's anger that can really surface fast.
Like I played for Lou Piniella my first year in Seattle. And that was like every day was this guy's a psychopath. Like it was.
He mellowed since?
Yeah, I think he had to. I think his heart doctor said you better chill, bro. But I mean, it was funny because I was the new guy, and every day it was like, oh my god, this guy's nuts. And but all the veterans that were there before me at Ferv Seattle, it was just kind of they was in one ear and out the other because it was every day they got so accustomed to it.
Yeah.
But for me, being the new guy, I'd just gotten traded there, like. This guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Like it was every day that something, he was exploding about something.
That's wild, man.
And it was like, how can you sustain this for 162 games? But he did.
Yeah. Well, and for a long time. I mean, he was
nuts.
He was a very effective manager.
Yeah.
And what he did with the 90 Reds was pretty amazing. That was one of the great upsets in World Series history.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.